The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 22nd of April, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist Ole Rovag, born in Helgeland, Norway, 1876, came to this country at the age of 20, landed in New York, no money, no prospects, made his way to South Dakota, worked on a farm for 3 years, went to St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota, and went on to write novels, including his most famous book, Giants in the Earth, published in 1927. It's the birthday of Ellen Glasgow, born in Richmond, Virginia, 1873, who wrote realistic novels about Virginia society in the 19th century, including In This Our Life, 1942. It's the birthday of the philosopher Immanuel Kant, born in Königsberg, Germany, in 1724, author of Critique of Pure Reason. Immanuel Kant, who never traveled more than 100 miles from his home city, followed a very strict daily routine. It was said that the people of his town could set their watches by his daily afternoon walks. And it's the birthday of Henry Fielding, born in Sharpham Park in Somerset, England, 1707, one of the first great novelists to write in English. He went off to London to become a writer when he was just 17 years old, Henry Fielding. He wrote more than 20 hit plays. Many of them were rather sharp satires. And in 1737, the government passed a licensing act with Fielding's plays in mind, which said that only plays licensed by the government could be performed. Fielding knew they wouldn't be licensing any of his. So he quit writing plays, went to law school, and 7 years later published his most famous novel, The History of Tom Jones, A Foundling. Henry Fielding spent the last years of his life working, writing pamphlets about social policies fighting government corruption, calling for sweeping changes in the laws against crime. It was Henry Fielding's campaign and his work as a justice of the peace that led to the founding of the Bow Street Runners, the first professional police force in England. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled House. I lie in a bedroom of a house that was built in 1862, we were told, the two windows still facing east into the bright daily reveille of the sun. The early birds are chirping, and I think of those who have slept here before, the family we bought the house from, the five Critchlows, and the engineer they told us about who lived here alone before them, the one who built onto the back of the house, a large, glassy room with wood beams. I have an old photograph of the house in black and white, a few small trees and a curved dirt driveway, but I do not know who lived here then. So I go back to the Civil War and to the farmer who built the house and the rough stone walls that encompass the house and run up into the woods. He who mounted his thin wife in this room while the war raged to the south, with the strength of a dairyman, or with the tenderness of a dairyman, or with both, alternating back and forth, so as to give his wife much pleasure, and to call down a son to earth to take over the cows and the farm, when he no longer had the strength, after all the days and nights of toil and prayer, the sun breaking over the same horizon into these same windows, lighting the same bed space where I lie, having nothing to farm and no son, the dead farmer and his dead wife for company, feeling better and worse by turns. A poem by Billy Collins, House, from his collection The Trouble with Poetry and Other Poems, published by Random House, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. produced by Katrina Ciccala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.